Last Sunday morning, we began talking about the New Testament sacrifices. There's four of them that I was able to find in the New Testament. The first sacrifice that we looked at last Sunday morning was the sacrifice for sin, and that's the blood. There is no other sacrifice for sin other than the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. John the Baptist stood on the banks of the Jordan River and he said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." I'm glad I can report this morning that I know I'm saved because he took away my sin. He put it behind his back. He buried it in the sea of forgetfulness. And I tell you something right now, I find out when you dig in sin, it stinks. And if there's anybody digging in it, I want you to know it's either me or the devil. It's never my Lord digging it up. Amen. He forgave me. He washed me. He cleansed me by his own blood. And I thank the Lord the sacrifice for sin is none other than the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of bulls and goats in the Old Testament would put off the sin of the people from year to year. But thank God Jesus came and put away the sin. Amen. And I believe the Bible, don't you? That there is no other payment for sin that's necessary. And then we looked on Sunday night at the sacrifice. The sacrifice for service is the body, our body. The Bible said that you would present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Somebody said, "Well, I tell you what, I love Jesus so much, I'd be willing to die for him." And the Bible really doesn't call on us to die for him. The Bible calls on us to live for him. But in order to live for him, we have to die to ourselves. Amen? Because there's nothing in this flesh that wants to live for him. There's nothing in this flesh that wants to honor him and glorify him. This flesh must be brought under subjection to he that lives in us. And he is the Holy Spirit of the living God. He moved in the day that he saved us. And then on Wednesday night, we were talking about the sacrifice of our substance. We looked at Epaphroditus and the church at Philippi and how they sent to Paul of their substance. Amen. They gave to Paul and Paul honored that. And Paul said that Brother Joey said it was a sweet smelling savor to the Lord. I tell you what, you ever been around something that just smells good? Amen. I tell you what, when God's people are obedient to what the Lord tells them to do with not only their life, but with their possessions. How many of y'all realize we don't own anything? Everything we have is borrowed. Amen. I remember a story about a farmer that loved God and planted his crops and he had a neighbor that was an infidel that did not believe and he was wicked. And this farmer praised the Lord all the time. That would go hand in hand with what I've got for the message today. And it came a bad storm and it tore up the man's corn. It just ripped it out of the ground. And he went to this farmer. He said, "I guess you're still praising the Lord." He said, "Yes, sir, I am." He said, "Well, you mean you can praise him after he tore up your corn the way he did?" He said, "You don't understand. It wasn't my corn." He said, "When I planted it, I knelt out there at the end of the row and said, 'God, it's yours.'" Amen. You do with it what you want to. You say, "Preacher, that's not a very good way to live." I'll tell you something. That's a blessed way to live. Amen. I appreciate the Lord, don't you? The sacrifice of our substance. That's the blessing. Now today, I want to look at the sacrifice of the saints, or the sacrifice of praise. That's what it's called right here in the book of Hebrews. And you say, "Well, preacher, what are you going to call it?" I'm going to call it the sacrifice of the saints. That's our beauty. Now listen, God don't want us to just smell good. God wants us to look good. Say amen. Not just the sweet-smelling savor. But God said there's something that makes the saints of God beautiful. Listen to what the Bible said in Psalm 29:2. "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name." How many believe we got some catching up to do right there? Amen. We need to give Him the glory that's due unto His name. And the Bible said, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. I want you to know when people praise Him and when people worship Him, in the eyes of an almighty God, it's beautiful. Amen. In the nose and the nostrils of an almighty God, it smells wonderful. It's a sweet-smelling savor unto the Lord. The Bible said, give Him the glory that's due unto His name. Now, tonight, the Lord willing, I'm going to be in chapter 13. And this morning, I want to just kind of introduce the message and talk to you a little bit from the Word of God about this thing of praise, this sacrifice of praise. I didn't realize it when I studied last night and I began to reach and get the scriptures and concerning, and I didn't realize it, but the Lord had an order for these scriptures. He does everything decently and in order. Amen. What is praise? Number one, let's look at the what of it. The what of praise. What is it? And it just comes from a Greek word that it just means a praising. That's the act. Especially a thank offering. The Word of God said here, watch this now. The Bible said here, by Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto His name. The Word of God said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. He said, preacher, I never have tied thanks a giving and praise together. Let me say this, they go hand in hand. Amen. I'll tell you something right now. I double dog dare you to try this. Sometime you just get on your face before God and you begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him for saving your wretched soul. Begin to thank Him for the shirt on your back. Begin to thank Him for the shoes on your feet. Begin to thank Him for your brothers and sisters in Christ. Begin to thank Him for the roof over your head. You say, preacher, what's going to happen? How many knows what's going to happen? You just begin to thank Him, and it ain't going to be long, and something's going to come out of you like, wow, glory, hallelujah. God's been good to me, amen. And you're going to wonder, you know, what happened to my praise? I tell you what happened. It swelled up. It swelled up inside of you. I like it when it swells up and has to come out, amen, somewhere. What is that praise? It's that thank offering. It's praising God. Now, why? Why should we praise Him? Think about this for just a minute. It was amazing to me why we should praise Him. What's this now? There's a lot of reasons why, but let me give you the first, I believe, the main reason. The disciples went out on a little tour. Jesus sent them out two by two, and the Bible said they came back and they were all excited. They were excited because the spirits were made subject unto them. And they had some power with God. Amen. But Jesus said, howbeit in this, rejoice not. But He said, rather, rejoice, because your name is written in heaven. Amen. I want to say this morning, thank God Almighty, if you got up this morning and you know you're saved, you can sing it with the choir and mean it. Amen. Been a time in your life when you've been born again, you have a license to rejoice. Amen. You say, preacher, I need more than that. That's our problem in this generation. Amen. We don't deserve to have our name written in heaven, and we ought to thank God that our name is written in heaven, and we ought to praise His holy name for what He's done. Amen. I tell you, I could still be on my way to hell this morning. Worse than that, I could be in hell this morning. Amen. But thank God I'm saved. Why should I praise Him? I ought to praise Him because my name is written in heaven. Listen to this. I read this yesterday. I thought it was fitting. John Wesley, you've heard the name, I'm sure. He was about 21 years old when he went to Oxford University. He came from a Christian home. He was gifted with a keen mind and good looks. Yet in those days, he was a bit snobbish and sarcastic. One night, however, something happened that set in motion a change in Wesley's heart. While speaking with a porter, he discovered that the poor fellow had only one coat and lived in such impoverished conditions that he didn't even have a bed. Yet he was unusually happy, filled with gratitude to God. Wesley, being immature, thoughtlessly joke about the man's misfortunes. And what else do you thank God for? He said with a touch of sarcasm. The porter smiled in the spirit of meekness and he replied with joy, I thank Him that He has given me my life and being, a heart to love Him, and above all, a constant desire to serve Him. Deeply moved, Wesley recognized that this man knew the meaning of true thankfulness. Many years later, in 1791, John Wesley lay on his deathbed at the age of 88. Those who gathered around him realized how well he had learned the lesson of praising God in every circumstance. Despite Wesley's extreme weakness, he began singing the hymn, I'll praise my Maker while I have breath. Hallelujah. I want you to understand this morning, when's the last time that you thank God you have a heart to love Him and a desire to serve Him? That didn't come from the flesh. That didn't come from this world. That came from the God of heaven. Amen. How we ought to praise Him. Sing unto Him. Why should we praise Him? We ought to praise Him because our name is written in heaven. Listen to this. Psalm 107, verse 8, verse 15, verse 21, and verse 31. They all read like this. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of men. Four different times in Psalm 107. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. I'll tell you something right now. God is good all the time. You say, preacher, you don't understand my circumstances. I understand this, that in any circumstance of life, my God does not change. He's still good. He's good when I'm on the mountain. He's good when I'm in the valley. He's good when I understand. He's good when I don't understand. He's good when I'm well. He's good when I'm not well. He's good when the bills are paid. He's good when I don't know how I'm going to pay the bills. He's always good. He's always good. God is good. And He's worthy of praise. Amen. Thank God I change. The world changes. My situations change. But thank God Almighty, He never changes. I am the Lord. I change not, He said. Amen. I bless His name this morning. Why should we praise Him? Praise Him because our name's in heaven. Praise Him because He's good. Praise Him, the Bible said, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto His name, for it is pleasant. How many knows that that's part of the Spirit-filled life? You might not be able to carry a tune in a bucket, but I tell you, there ought to be something coming out of your heart. Amen. Amen. Some of us have to sing in the shower and let the water droplets drown it out as far as man goes. Amen. But thank God there's a God in heaven that hears that song to the glory of God. The Bible tells us to sing. Sing unto the Lord. By the way, we ought to be singing a new song. How many knows what I just said? We ought to give up on that old junk. Amen. Amen. That stuff that reminds us of a bar room or a pool hall. We ought to give up on that junk and sing something that honors God. Amen. Amen. You say, I don't like that, preacher. Maybe that's why you're not praising Him on Monday. He's worthy of praise on Monday too. Say amen. And Tuesday. I'm going to tell you something right now. God's people should not even know what a Blue Monday is. Somebody say amen right there. People all down in the dumps because they have to go back to work. Why don't you fall on your face and thank God Almighty that you've got a job? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise. A sacrifice. He said, preacher, I don't understand why it's a sacrifice. Well, you just think about it a minute. Your flesh don't want you to do it. The world don't want you to do it. Say amen. And I tell you what, we're living in a generation where about half of God's people don't want you to do it. Say amen. I'm going to praise Him. Praise Him. Jesus, my blessed Redeemer. A sacrifice of praise. It's the beauty of the saints of God. Amen.
Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. It's pleasant, and praise is comely. That word comely comes from a word that means suitable. It means beautiful. It means becoming. It means seemly. It's becoming of a child of God to praise the Lord. Amen. It's becoming of a child of God. A sacrifice of praise. Well, we got the what, and we got the why. And we ain't got all the what's and why's, but I'm just trying to skip on through. Amen? Now what about the where? Listen to what the Bible said about the where. Where? Where are we praising? Amen? Listen to what the Bible said. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yea, I will praise Him among the multitude. Listen to this. Praise ye the Lord. You know what that sounds like to me? That sounds like to me there's a psalmist there that's not ashamed of Jesus. I'll praise Him among the multitude. Amen? It doesn't matter to me who's listening. It doesn't matter to me who's looking. My grandfather went in a restaurant one time. He had this man with him. And my grandfather, he was old school. He had a voice like Brother Ralph, it just carries. I mean, a booming voice. My grandfather was a preacher. And maybe Brother Ralph ought to be a preacher. Amen? I don't know. But anyway, he had a booming voice. Amen? And my grandfather went in a restaurant and they prayed over his food. Well, when my grandfather prayed, he didn't just whisper a little bit. I mean, he just prayed. He prayed like he was praying in the altar church or in the pulpit or at home in the basement where he prayed. And he thanked God for the food. That fellow sitting there with him, he said, John, he said, when you bowed your head and prayed, everybody in this restaurant bowed their head. And my grandfather looked at him and said, except you buzzard. Amen. He was the one looking around. Amen. I tell you what it was. Grandpa wasn't ashamed of Jesus in the middle of a restaurant. Amen. He didn't care. But thank the God of heaven. Praise the God of heaven. I tell you something right now. If we realize every time we go to put a bite in our mouth, there's people in this world that would love to have that bite of food that don't have it. Amen. Every time we turn up a drink of water, it's water they bring me every Sunday. It's clean. It's pure. It's wonderful. It quenches my thirst. But there's people in the world, Brother David, that would love to have a cap full of that water that's clean to drink this morning. God's been good to us. How we ought to praise Him. The sacrifice of praise. We're living in a generation that don't have time to praise Him. Say amen. We take so much for granted. So much. We don't thank God for our health while we have it. We beg Him for it when we lose it. How we ought to thank Him. How we ought to praise Him. How we ought to give Him honor that's due His name. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. In the assembly of the upright, and in the congregation. How many believe we ought to praise Him? Amen. Praise Him. Praise Him. The sacrifice of praise. When? When should we praise Him? We've looked at the what. What is it? Why? Why should we do it? Where? Where should we do it? When? When should we praise Him? Listen to this. The Bible said, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth. And forevermore. Psalm 115 and 18. We will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. You say, preacher, what do you mean when should we do it? Constantly. From this time forth. God saved us. God delivered us from hell. Amen. God put us on a journey towards heaven. And the psalmist said, from now on I'm going to praise Him. The Word of God said there in the book of Hebrews, the sacrifice to God, sacrifice of praise to God, it used this word, continually. 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 How many knows what interrupts our praise? I'll tell you what it is. S-I-N. You say, preacher, you shouldn't say that. Worry is S-I-N. The cares of this life, when they get between us and Him, it's sin, amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these other things will be added unto you. I'll tell you something tonight. I believe if we're not praising Him, the Bible said this, rejoice in the Lord. What's the next word? Anybody know? Always. And again, I say, rejoice. I believe the sacrifice of praise ought to be continually. And when it's not His fault. It's our fault. Amen? I appreciate the Lord, don't you? When? The Bible said, while I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. While I'm breathing, I'm supposed to be praising Him. The Bible said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. How do we praise Him? Let me give you this quickly. The Bible said, praise you the Lord. Praise the Lord. Watch this. Oh, my soul. Don't misunderstand me right here. But when praise doesn't come from right here, it's not real praise. It could be emotionalism. It can be a show. But if praise does not come from the soul, if it does not come from within, it's not real. Amen. God wants us to praise Him in a way that's real, in a way that comes from our heart, in a way that comes from a clean heart. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. That's how we praise Him. We thank Him that we're saved. We thank Him that He's sanctifying us. We thank Him that we have a home in heaven. When should we praise Him? While I have any being. How should we praise Him? With our heart. Listen to this. Jeremiah 33:11. How should we praise Him? The voice of joy. And the voice of gladness. And the voice of the bridegroom. And the voice of the bride. The voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for His mercy endureth forever, and of them shall bring the sacrifice of praise unto the house of the Lord. For I will cause to return the captivity of the land, as at the first, saith the Lord. You see, the writer in the book of Hebrews wasn't the first one to understand this little phrase, the sacrifice of praise. It talks over and over and over about the voice, the voice, the voice. It's down inside, but God lets it swell up to where it comes out. Somebody wrote a song years ago, drinking from the saucer, 'cause my cup is overflowed. Hallelujah. Old timers used to get that coffee so hot, you dare not turn a cup of coffee up to your lips. It scorched your lips. Amen. They tip that cup up, pour it in that saucer, and slurp it after it cooled a little bit. Pour them a little bit more. By the time there's about half a cup gone, then you can pick the cup up. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say we ought to be drinking from the saucer, because the cup ought to be overflowed with the joy of the Lord this morning. God is good all the time. All the time. God is good. The sacrifice of praise. The Bible said, give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. When He consulted with the people, He appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of holiness. And they went out before the army to say, praise the Lord, for His mercy endure forever. You know, we're getting ready to have a prayer and visitation breakfast. I have no idea how it's going to go. I operate by faith. Say amen. I want it to go wonderful. But I'm going to tell you something right now. If we come into the prayer and visitation breakfast like this, and we go like this, sometimes I think we ought to sing when the saints come dragging in. Amen. Instead of when the saints go marching in. Amen. And I tell you what, thank God if we can march in and pray together, march in and have fellowship together, and march out and tell the world that Jesus says, there's a place for you at the foot of the old rugged cross. God can use that to encourage others to see their need of the Lord Jesus Christ. A sacrifice of praise. How? How? Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Now, who? You're not going to understand this probably. But I want everybody to go, okay, get you a big deep breath. Got you one. Amen. Well, that's who. That's who ought to be praising Him. The Bible said, let everything that hath breath. You say, now, preacher, wait a minute here. God spoke to my heart in the office about this morning. He said, preacher, you can't say that to this congregation. There might be lost people in this congregation. Can I tell you what? You ought to praise Him. You say, preacher, I'm lost and I ought to praise Him. That's exactly what I said. The Bible said, let everything that hath breath, you ought to praise Him. You ought to thank Him that you're not already in hell. You ought to thank Him that you get to hear a Bible message. You ought to thank Him that you still have an opportunity to get right with God. You ought to praise Him this morning, even if you're lost. But how much more should we that have our names written in heaven bless His holy name? Bless the Lord. The Bible said who? Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And again, praise the Lord. I love this, Brother Gale. All ye Gentiles. God put a special word in there for them dogs. Say amen. Them Gentile dogs that He grafted in to that olive tree. He said, how much more should we praise Him this morning? Because He made us a place in the kingdom of our God. I love what that woman said. Truth, Lord. But even the dogs desire the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Glory to God. I tell you, we ought to shout over a crumb in this generation that falls from the master's table. The sacrifice of praise. How many remembers homecoming day? I do. Can I tell you this? Brother Long preached that morning. Y'all remember that? I taught about a 15-minute Sunday school lesson. Brother Long preached that morning. We had that meal over there, and it was wonderful, was it not? And the fellowship. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was about 4:30. There were several folk. Thank God for everybody that stayed to help clean up. And I believe it was about 4 or 4:30 when we got cleaned up and got out of there. He said, preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say, after that, I went home refreshed. Brother, it's a sacrifice to preach. It's a sacrifice to praise. I'm telling you, Brother Larry, you know it's right. Amen. It'll take it out of you. Amen. I could work 5 hours and go home refreshed and preach one message and go home give plumb out. Somebody say amen. This old flesh don't like it, but thank God my Heavenly Father loves it. It's beautiful. The Bible said, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Praise the Lord. Then the Bible said this, rejoice in the Lord, all you righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Your name's written in heaven. How many of y'all have a friend? Come on, do you have a friend, Brother Joe? Do you have a friend, Brother Frankie? Now, we got a special friend. His name's Jesus. But I'm going to tell you something right now I've learned in life. When you have a friend named Jesus, you got a bunch of other friends, too. I've heard people say if you can count that many real friends, you're blessed. Well, I don't know how blessed I am. I'm going to tell you something. I'd have to take my shoes off 1,000 times to count the friends that God's given me in this world. And it's all because of Calvary. If it wasn't for Calvary, I wouldn't have a friend called Jesus. I wouldn't have friends in the world. But thank God I rejoice this morning because He is real to me. The sacrifice of praise. The saints. How we ought to praise Him. How we ought to thank Him. How many's ever been guilty of complaining? How many's done some of it this morning? Thank you, sister. At least one honest one in the bunch. Amen. If I was married to a man like that, I'd complain too. Amen. You're welcome, Brother Lane. Amen. I love you, buddy. You know I'm kidding you. Amen. One woman told a preacher after church, said, if I was married to you, I'd feed you rat poison. He said, honey, if I was married to you, I'd eat it too. Amen. Amen. Well, that's pretty good. We don't need to complain. All of us hurt somewhere. I've often said if I could help the Lord design the human body, there's certain places I would put grease fittings. Amen. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Amen. Just be able to get a little shot of grease here and there. Amen. Some of you young people don't know what I'm talking about, but you will. You will. Amen. You wouldn't care for one right now, would you, Sister Lois? Amen. A couple of grease fittings right about there. Amen. But God's good. Let's praise Him that we're going to have a body that won't need a grease fitting.
Amen.
A body that'll never hunger, never grow tired, never ache. You say, preacher, do you really believe that? I really do. I'll have a new body. Praise the Lord. I'll have a new life. What are we going to be like? A better question would be, who are we going to be like? We'll be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in Him purifieth himself, even as He is pure. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Sister Jane, if you'd get us an invitation number, I would appreciate that so very much. Brother Ralph, get us an invitation number. I've tried my best this morning just to wet your whistle concerning this thing called praise in the Word of God. It's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. You know, sometimes I believe with all of my heart a trip to the nursing home would be good for us. A trip to the ICU would be good for us. Maybe we'd be a little bit more thankful. Maybe we'd praise Him just a little bit more. But you know, sometimes all it takes is a trip to Calvary. Just a trip to Calvary. And just say, Lord, thank You for saving my soul. I wonder this morning, is there somebody here today and say, preacher, I know I'm saved. But I've been just like the children of Israel. I've been murmuring. I've been complaining in my spirit. And preacher, I'm just ashamed of that this morning. I want you to pray with me that I'll leave out of here praising my God. Not complaining about the negative, but for praising Him for all the positive that's in my life. You'd say, preacher, I know I'm saved, but pray with me. I've been murmuring like the children of Israel, complaining. And I want to praise Him. You slip your hand up and say, pray for me, preacher. God bless you, brother. God bless you. Anybody else this morning say, preacher, that's me. God bless you, honey. We need to praise Him, don't we? Praise Him, praise Him. Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, hail Him. Highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name. Is there somebody here today say, preacher, I'm not saved. I've never been born again, preacher. If I die today, I'm in trouble with God. I've never been saved. Please pray for me. Is there anybody like that here? Say, pray for me, preacher. I need the Lord in my life. Please remember me in prayer. Anybody? Say, pray for me. Pray for me. I need to be saved. Anybody? Anybody? This altar's open this morning. I'm going to pray. If you'd just like to come and thank Him this morning and praise Him for what He's done, I'd love for you to do that. God would love for you to do that. That would be beautiful to Him. Would you come? Father, thank You this morning for Your Word. Thank You, God, for the songs of Zion. Thank You for Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. I pray, God, this morning that You would help us to praise You, give You the glory that's due Your name. Help us, Lord. We'll give You glory in Jesus' name.